Well, hello there, and happy National Hunting and Fishing Day to you. And boy, well, we got a great little taste of fall weather to celebrate it to. And when your outdoor activity celebration wraps up today, today's also National Drink a Beer Day. I think you can have fun doing a little bit of both. Also, if you don't have any plans for this National Hunting and Fishing Day, I've got some ideas for you we'll pass along to you. And if you happen to have a successful fishing or hunting trip this week, I had a couple of them, we'd like to include it along with the reports of our professional captains and marina operators. We also want to include your comments, any questions you might have, as well as your name and where you're listening. I've got another question for you, too. Today's bad boy of the outdoors failed to obey a new redfish regulation. And if you could change one regulation, what is the one, and just one, that really gets you going and you love to see change? You can do all of that by texting us at 504-260-1870. Your text message comes directly in here to the studio at St. Hubert's Cathedral, and we'll pass it along with our listeners. Well, besides talking about the three trips I've recently had, including a Texas dove hunt, an alligator hunt with our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert, and a couple tigers in the wild were there too, by the way, and an absolutely perfect teal hunt with Louisiana Marsh Guide Service Mike Smith out of Delacroix Island. We're also going to hear from both of those professionals from their duck blinds coming up in the second hour of the program. If you're headed out on this National Hunting and Fishing Day, and hope you are, got some pretty nice conditions out there. Humidity's going to be a little bit lower, almost no chance of rain along the Gulf Coast, and westerly winds. Now, west is not the best for Louisiana. There are a few areas and fishermen I've spoke to who prefer a west wind, and you would think it might be a good wind because it empties a lot of lakes and bayous and gets the water moving if there's no tide in particular. But for some reason, it has a tendency to muddy the water and dirty it up. It's not like a good old light southeast wind blowing in some good, clean, fresh water. Well, here's your forecast. If you're headed offshore today, a west wind 10 to 15, going to be 2 to 4, but that's calming down for tomorrow. Excellent day to be offshore, where the wind direction really doesn't matter that much. 5 to 10 and 1 to 2-foot seas. Go get those snapper before they run out. Now, on the interior lakes and bays, that 5 to 10 west wind today is just going to have a light chop on it. And tomorrow, the westerly wind only 5 knots, smooth conditions, lower temperatures, lower humidity, got a pretty good tide range, 1.0. Mississippi River stage at 3.7 with a tendency for a little bit of a rise. So the stage is set for this National Hunting and Fishing Day. We've got some official celebrations taking place across the state. I'll run down the list of those. Some of those are going to be opening up pretty soon. 8 a.m. for some, 9 for others. We've got 4 of them across the state, and there's lots of great activities going on there, so we'll fill you in on that. Also, I've got something else you might want to do. I'll be here later today at the grand opening of the Pack Range, the Pack Gun Range, located on Highway 59 between Mandeville and Nabita Springs. It's just north of I-12. If you were tuned in last week, you heard me talking to James Peters. He's got a lot of things set up there, including some free food from Banano Catering, a raffle, door prizes, and you can meet the mayor of St. Tammany Parish. Mike Cooper's going to be out doing there doing a ribbon cutting on a beautiful facility. It's state-of-the-art technology, one of the greatest places to go. And you know, I'm always surprised at how many people own firearms, and in particular handguns, not so much shotguns and rifles, but they've never fired them, or they don't fire them regularly, and that is so important to be proficient and know your weapon. And there's no better place to do it than a great gun range, and this is a good one opening up in St. Tammany Parish. All right, we come back after this. We headed to St. Bernard Parish. I spent a day down there this week. Let's talk to Robbie Campo, get the story on the fishing right after this time out, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, let's start off our fishing report info with Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. And Robbie, man, I think between the tide range and the nice little drop in the weather and the cool little snap that came in the air and light winds and a good tide range, man, I got to think you're going to have expect a good turnout today down there.
Well, Don, you know, I hope so. We started the week out, you know, with some pretty good fishing around here, you know, from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, Monday and Tuesday for sure. Wednesday was kind of slow, giving you a recap of the week. Then Thursday we had, you know, no one fished Thursday. yesterday we had a few people out, and but the wind blew yesterday. You know, it was helping around here yesterday. The wind was blowing out of the north. We had some guys that went fishing yesterday that didn't do all that great, but the guys that fished up in the marshes, up in the Bluxy Marsh, did fairly well. They went and caught some redfish up in there. They had to stay in that interior marsh because the wind was just blowing so bad yesterday. This morning we have a southwest wind. It's blowing around, I don't know, 5-6 miles an hour this morning out to the southwest. But I still think, with this little shakeup that we had with this, this storm, and, it went into Florida, of course, but still in all, we still had high tides here. But that's all receded now, and we have a low tide this morning, so tide's kind of low, way under the dock. So I'm thinking this morning, if the wind stays out of the west, the southwest wind, if you're going to fish Lake Bourne, on a western shoreline of Lake Bourne, something has got to turn loose around here real soon. We were catching pretty decent trout until Thursday. So, and that was local. That was like Duluth Canal, the eastern shoreline of Lake Bourne. Now this morning you have a southwest wind blowing. So your leeward bank would be the west shoreline of Lake Bourne to fish today instead of the eastern shoreline. But I still think you could put some fish in the boat today. Usually when they got a west wind, nobody wants to fish anyway. But I still think you can make it happen today, Don.
Yeah, I believe you're right. It's going to be, I think, light enough, and they got a good tide range. It's going to be a question of finding the fish and maybe relocated. Because, yeah, I was down there Thursday, and we welcomed it, the wind, because we were teal hunting, and that's what you want. And we had an absolutely perfect day, and the weather was cool. But, yeah, there was a little chop and some dirty water down there, so I can understand it. But people are going to be getting back out. I think conditions are going to be improving from here on out and through next week. Let me ask you something, Robbie. I'm throwing a question out there for the audience, and I got a few people replied already. What is the one regulation that you think your customers would want to see change? What do you hear people griping about when they come down there the most? And I know this might take you a while to think about it because there's a lot
no,
of things people
no,
gripe
I could,
about.
This is no, they want the trout to go back to 12 inches instead of 13. Some people are satisfied with the 13-inch rule, but
yeah.
I would say if I did a survey here, I would say 95% of the people that I spoke with over the last several months here at the marina here, Don, would definitely want to see it back at 12 inches. And I guess it's frustrating because, you're out there, you're catching a 12 and 7/8 fish, that would be a keeper last year, but it isn't this year. So until everybody gets used to this new rule, but if something could change, I think that would be it. They're satisfied with the 15. The 15's fine. Mm-hmm. They just wanted to go back to 12. That would be it.
Yeah, I can understand that. You like you say, you get in the fish and you got to release them. And there's a lot of question about the mortality. How many of those fish survive?
That's the point.
Know? Yeah.
That's the whole point right here. So are we doing any good or are we doing more harm than good? So, the guys that fish, a treble hook or my biggest thing is, fishing by the long rocks and, the pod of dolphins comes along and they're around a boat and, you're throwing fish back. That fish is not, it's going right and flip his belly. So, he's going to eat it. Or the pelican that's just hanging out on the rocks. You try to throw it far away from them. So, are we doing the fisheries any good with a 12 and a half, with a 13-inch rule? Would we be better off with a, with a 12-inch rule? I don't know, Don. We say this many, many times on this show. We don't make the laws. We just abide by them. And that's one that I think people would love to see change.
Well, we'll see. It's always the possibility that it could change back. But we'll see. Maybe it'll work out and where people start catching bigger fish and they'll be happy with them, But I know for it's a little tough. And don't forget, we got to remind people on the flounder rule, too. The flounders are
going to be
off
coming
limits.
Up. Yeah, that's right. That's coming up. You won't be able to keep them for a month. So And you know what, Don? It looks like the day they close this thing, people go out. That's all they catch.
Yeah, right. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, Robbie, enjoy this nice weather. I know it's a blessing for you because you're in it every day. And thanks again for your reports all the time. We appreciate it.
Oh, man, no problem, bud. All right, talk to you next Saturday, Don. All right, buddy, bye-bye. Right.
When they cross the bridge, hang the left, as Robbie says. All right, we'll be back to talk more about teal season. And also, what is your main gripe? If you could change one regulation, would it be going back to 12-inch minimum size on trout in Louisiana or something else? 504-260-1870. That's our text line. Comes right here to the studio. Tell us who you are, where you are. Got comments, questions? We'd love to hear from you right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, it's National Hunting and Fishing Day. I got four locations across the state where the activities will be celebrating National Hunting and Fishing Day. And, you know, the history of this day, it goes back to the early 1980s, when they first declared it. I think in that was in Louisiana we started having these events, but it was long before that, sometime in the 1970s, when it became a tradition in most parts of the country. It's every fourth Saturday in September, and it's dedicated to hunting and fishing. There are celebrations that go on across the state, and each one of these, you're going to find some unique opportunities for demonstrations, talking about conservation efforts. Some of the groups will be out there, like the Safari Club, CCA. Some businesses, they'll have demonstrations of products and exhibits. They used to cook game and fish samples in the heyday of these events, but I don't think they do that anymore. They want to give people a sample, and they had some of the department staff go out there and actually cook up some of the wild game and let people sample it. Changed a lot of people's opinion, too. They're a lot of fun. They're absolutely free. You can go to any one of these. There'll be one in Monroe at the Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge. That kicks off at 9 a.m. till 2 o'clock. Wadeel Wildlife Refuge, that's probably the one that gets the most attendance. It's on North Flannery Road in Baton Rouge. That opens up at 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. Woodworth, at the Woodworth Shooting Range, from 8 to 1:30. And at the Bodcaw WMA, the Tom Merrill Recreation Area, is the exact location. That's in Houghton. That one runs from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. this afternoon. You know, my question on these events are great. I think the department does a pretty good job on setting it up and exposing people to hunting and fishing. But my question has been for years, why are there no longer any of these in the metro New Orleans area? This is one of the most highly populated areas in the state, but yet it's totally neglected on National Hunting and Fishing Day. And I'm kind of wondering why that is. Anybody have any idea? I mean, we've got them in Baton Rouge and Monroe and Houghton out in southwest Louisiana, Woodworth. I don't see any over in, lower southwest Louisiana. They used to have one over there, too, but none there and none in the largest area. That really probably the fewest opportunities for some people, particularly young people, to get out and experience hunting and fishing and be exposed to it. And I think they could do a lot of recruitment of outdoorsmen by putting one of these events on in the metro New Orleans area. And there's locations where they could do it. But just, I don't know, maybe somebody else can tell me why they don't. And maybe that's something for our Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary, Madison Shahan, to take a look at. All right, we're also asking you this morning if there was one regulation that you could change. If you had the power to do it, what would it be? And here's the first one. Says there's absolutely no reason to change the redfish from 16 to 18 inches. Spawn doesn't happen until 27. I totally understand the trout. It gives them an extra year. Well, actually, trout, most of them do spawn at 12 inches. It just keeps more of them in the water to do the spawn, to bring back the population. And I think that's the same philosophy on the redfish, going from the 16-inch minimum up to 18. By releasing all of those fish under 18 inches, it keeps more fish in the water, besides reducing the creel limit by 1 to 4. So there's more fish there to reach that 27-inch and above to do the spawning. And our bad boy, the outdoor story, is a guy who either didn't get the memo or he didn't care on the 27-inch size. We'll tell you his story a little bit later on. But there it is. I don't think you'll see that change back. It could if we see an abundance of redfish on the next population survey. All right, here's a text that says, increase the bass limit to 15. I think in some areas that certainly could be done without hurting the population. But I think based on the particular water body, I think some places get so much pressure that might hurt the population. But particularly in the lower fresh, brackish marsh areas where bass have a tendency to be smaller and more prolific, I think it could stand raising the limit. But, you know, 15 is a lot of fish on bass. But, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion. That's what we're asking you. All right, we're hearing this one. This one says, Mr. Don, we've been doing real well on the teal with this front. Yeah, you and a lot of other folks had kind of gave us a shot in the arm. We got this little front. It brought some new birds into the state. But he, Rooster Ray, Blake, and Mason are back at them this morning. Well, good luck to you. Our backstrap stacker, he's checking in from Alabama. He's got a little work early, but then he's headed to Tuscaloosa. I wonder what's going on up there. Football game. He's enjoying the little break from the humidity. Have a great day. You know, backstrap stacker goes out and does a lot of work on his food plots, and seems like he picks the hottest, worst days to do it. Today would be the day to do that, but understand, football's part of life in the South. And, man, they were cooking in Tiger Stadium last Saturday afternoon. I can tell you that. People were leaving, and looked like there was a poor attendance, and it was just so hot and intense. And on that 2:30 kickoff, just had to give it a break. All right, here we got Roland Cortez, our premier duck hunting and goose hunting guide. He says they're going to be hunting the last weekend of teal season at Dave's Bayou up in northeast Louisiana, hoping to finish strong. Let me know your full report, Roland, on how this season went for you when it ends. All right, here's one that says, I mainly fish in Breton Sound. The two fish over 20 rule is a killer for us. I understand that. You know, they reduced it to two speckled trout over 20. Some areas you catch most of your limit. If you're 15, would be 20 plus. And having to release them is a little tough. That same text message, that's Captain Robin. He says, teal season's been phenomenal in Venice. They had 2 4-man limits every day since last Saturday and going to get them this evening. Stay on them, Captain Robin. Get you some of those teal. All right, we have Lafitte LT. He would love to change this trout size to keeping 2 over 20, just like our last texter saying that's a little bit sacrificial. When you get into some big trout, you can only keep 2. All right, got some more text messages coming in. What is your biggest gripe when it comes to regulations? And if you had the power to do it, what would you change? We're back to talk about that. Got some more fishing reports for you, some more teal reports, and all the stuff you and I love to talk about. Coming up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, if you're just getting up, here's what's going on. It's National Hunting and Fishing Day. Got lots of celebration events put on by the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries taking place across the state. Hopefully we'll get some good fishing returned after we had some pretty brisk winds. A lot of that residual stuff coming from a front that came through, and that was good news for teal hunters. It brought some birds in, so you got teal season you can participate in. Red snapper, we still have some red snapper to catch in Louisiana. Last count was of September the 15th. That was a while back. And the count then was we had reached 94% of our quota. We had almost 1 million pounds. We were at 878, 972. I would think we are in possibly the last couple of weeks, depending on the weather and the catch, of the red snapper season in Louisiana. Deer season's already open in some areas of the state. Dove is wrapping up today in one of the zones. We got teal hunting wrapping up this weekend. And, of course, lots of fresh and saltwater fishing to take part in. Lots of things to do on this National Hunting and Fishing Day. We got lots of reports coming up from Grand Isle and Empire and Lake Catherine area and Slidell. Also, Burris. We got lots of reports and also a special paddler's report we do every week with Captain Eric Mohabarak. We'll be back to get to some of your text messages coming in. We're asking you, what is the one regulation, if you had the authority, that you would change? We'll do that right after we pause these quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we got this one from my buddy Wingbone, our turkey call maker. Makes them out of turkey wings. He's working on another one. Boy, he's steady at it. Go get him, Wingbone. We'd love to hear from you. Mad truckers out there in the roads listening to us. And here's one says, it would be nice to hold a National Hunting and Fishing Day at the Dome or even the Alario Center in West Wego. If they did it in the dome, that would present some problems for the shooting aspect. They do let people shoot black powder weapons. I think they might even have BB guns. It kind of varies for kids, but shooting is part of it. And, you know, renting a dome, they would have to donate that on a free event. I don't know. I just don't think it would work out in the dome. Lario Center in Westwego got some good possibilities there. There are other places, too, where they could certainly hold those and host them and put it on. But for some reason, New Orleans has been ignored on National Hunting and Fishing Day. All right, here's a text from the Stacker again. He says, closing the flounder fishing is ridiculous. I'd like to see no closure on flounders. That wasn't the Stacker. That was someone else. The Stacker says, in Alabama, it's 2 snapper per person per trip. Would be nice to bump it up to 4. I agree. You go out there in the Gulf. There's some other species to catch, but long trip sometimes to catch 2 red snapper and go home. A lot of people, it's not enough. But problem Alabama had, you guys got shortchanged on the quota. I think now that you're doing real-time reporting, like we did with Lock Creel here in Louisiana, it allows you to get a better handle on what's out there, and I think you will get a larger quota next year where you can either bump it up to 4 or maybe have more days. I would think going four would be the way to go. All right, here's one says, regulations need changing. The Sockelet limits are too high in South Louisiana. Okay, well, I only gave you one, but we'll give you this one. It says also no wake zones, often not marked well and reevaluated regularly as to whether they are necessary, the right length, etc. Kayakers need to use a tall pole with a flag so they can be seen over marsh grass or at all in some cases. All good things that you bring up there. We appreciate that. That was from Miriam listening to us in Lacombe. And here's another one that says, I would change the existing trout size. Nothing over 20 inch could be kept. Whoa, that would be very, very drastic. Nothing over 20 inches. There's going to be some people there who wouldn't be able to keep any fish. It would be strictly catch and release. All right, you got a particular gripe. We'd love to hear it. 504-260-1870, and maybe we can pass that along. I tell you, I don't know if I have one in particular, but one thing I've noticed, and it was confirmed again this week when I went out, we got too many alligators in Louisiana. We really have an overpopulation in the wild of alligators. And it's a lot of reasons. The comeback that was put in was very successful. I've seen alligators go from endangered species to protected, and now with regulated harvest, commercial, and now they've got a lottery system. I think maybe that they need to come up with some kind of a program to make it easier for people who want to harvest alligators to do that, but not having to go through a landowner, be picked for a lottery. It could be done. It could still be regulated, but we need to, I think, reduce the population on alligators. We've just got so many of them out there, and they can be a danger to particularly hunting dogs and, in a lot of cases, people who think they can hand-feed them. All right, here's one that says, another one, wanting to do away with the 12-inch, go back to the 12-inch size on the speckled trout. All right, I got a report in. A lot of you have been asking about fishing reports from Dulage. I had some reports come in recently. I think this was before the wind, or maybe it was right after the wind laid down. Sister Lake and the Pickets, they've been hitting some trout hot spot there, both speckled trout and white trout. A lot of small fish, and they're catching them using plastics, sometimes under the birds. All right, we also want to remind you that while the red snapper season is probably winding down, while you go out there, add this to your catch in Louisiana. You can also have 1 amberjack, 34-inch minimum per person per day, and 1 gray triggerfish per person. Who have a thought? As plentiful as triggerfish used to be offshore, that we'd be seeing closures and limiting to 1. Things change. All right, we come back after this. We're going to try to catch up with Miss Jurisich, get you an Empire Fishing Report from the Delta Marina. We'll do it right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, let's head on down to Delta Marina and Empire and find out if when this wind stops, people are going to get out and catch some fish and what they might find. Let's talk to the operator of the Delta Marina, Mitch Jurisich. Hey, good morning, Mitch. Enjoying this weather?
Yes, I certainly am, Don. It's beautiful out there. I mean, it's just cooler temperatures, dry, filtered air, and the breeze is actually not too bad this morning. You know, it's feeling pretty good. The only thing is, we have these pesky floodgates that are been closing almost every day, and it's just been unreal with the tide levels. You know, they've been really, really coming up real high at night. You know, so let's hope we get them open early this morning, and we can get these boats out. The operators have been pretty good about letting people slide through once they launch their boats and stuff like that. But other than that, you know, this weather just feels great. Great for teal hunting. You know, I don't know what the alligators are doing right now. They probably loving it as well too. You know, we all love this little cool feel air. So.
Yeah, well, both of those are about getting ready to wrap up. Not too much longer to go on those and take advantage of that. Given that the fishermen probably didn't have a lot of fishermen, so reports have been pretty scarce because those winds were pretty pesky and the tides were high, but what would you suggest people go and maybe give a shot this morning?
Actually, with the low river, the fish are stacked up in the river now, all the way up, you know, as far as Port Sulphur, they're catching redfish, flounders, you know, some speckled trout as well too in the river. So a lot of the guys have been going across on the east side to go catch redfish and all, crossing through the Empire Locks, going you know, through Ostrich and going to the east side, but they're coming back with kind of, you know, dismal catches. But my bait guy goes in the river every day and he catches his limit of fish right there at the Empire Locks in the river. Jack Crevel is amazing, the big Jack Crevel that moved all the way upriver. I mean, it's not good for us because of the saltwater wedge, but, and I guess, you know, same thing with those fishermen trying to fish, you know, the east bank and downriver. They're having to deal with the fish being just so scattered out because they got this big river they can all be all up in and everything. But flounder catches have been really good. You know, of course, they are fixing to shut that down, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Right, October 15th.
Okay. All right. Well, they got till October 15th to catch some flounders, I guess, and really good catches of flounders. So, but this is usually the month the speckled trout start kicking up in October, November. So we're looking forward to that. We just got to get through this hurricane season and all of that stuff as well. Because I mean, this has just been a nightmare for us watching one system after another just keep popping up in the Gulf. And I mean, I think midweek next week, we may be looking at another system in the Gulf of Mexico, just, you know, not giving us a break.
Well, let's hope these little frontal systems keep on coming, because that's certainly good news when you get into the late summer, early fall. Mitch, I've been asking listeners if there was one regulation that they could change that really bugs them. What do you think your customers tell you? What is the one thing that most people complain about as far as the regulation, wishing they could change it?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the redfish thing. You know, I mean, I know I've heard, you know, people griping about the flounder, the little closure for flounder season. But if you look at the flounders on the rebound, I mean, it's, you know, give them a little break, let them mate, let them do their thing. And but the redfish, you know, is kind of been, it's all right. It's better now. But a while back, you know, they were catching 16 and a half, 17 inch redfish and just having to throw everything back. And, you know, it's gotten better now. Just adjusting to that. So I think that's one of the bigger things, I think. The snapper, too. Don't get me wrong, red snapper, you know. I mean, there's abundance of red snapper out there everywhere you go. You know, even you're still catching red snapper. I know people, the hype is kind of down a little bit because people don't fish them as much as they do when a season opens. And that's with every opening of a season. You know, they come out and just slam them, and you get that little dull moment after that because the fish have kind of been hammered for a little while. But when you get these longer seasons, it seems like it works better.
Yeah, well, we've had a good successful season. Hopefully we'll continue to get that million pound or maybe even increase it for next year, because a lot of people love to fish those snapper. Mitch, before you go, National Hunting and Fishing Day, you got anything special on the menu at the Ponderosa for this weekend?
Everything special at the Ponderosa.
Yeah,
on the weekend, but you know, we just added a new roast beef po' boy to our menu, and I'm going to tell you, it is dynamite. I mean, our cook, Miss Rose, she does an excellent job. It's a peeled knuckle. I don't know where she came up with a peeled knuckle roast, but that's what she demands whenever we order her roast. And And she just puts that together, man, on French bread with that gravy. And of course, it's you're gonna get dirty eating it because it's so delicious. But of course, we always have the fresh catches out the bayou, our shrimp, our oysters, our charbroil oysters, are off the charts, which we take pride in that as well. But soft shell shrimp, I mean, you know, it's just definitely get out there, go fishing, and come in and have lunch or dinner with us.
All right, I'm going to write that down, a peeled knuckle for the roast beef sandwich. And I'm sure you got ponchos you can sell people if they eat no sloppy roast beef, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Who needs a bib? You got to put a poncho on with these. A bib won't do you no good. So.
All right. Lots of fun. All sounds good. Y'all have a great weekend, Mitch, and we'll catch up with you next time, my friend.
You as well, Don. And these cool fronts are starting to make my neck swell a little bit, too. You know what's
know
next
what
on the
mean.
Menu.
Oh, yeah. We're getting ready.
Yes, sir. So,
thank you,
all
Mitch.
Right. You have a great weekend. All right,
you
Don.
Too. Mitch Jurisich, Delta Marina operator down there in the Empire, right by the big bridge. All right. We come back after this. We're heading to Grand Isle. Captain Darrell Carpenter's back with us. We gave him a week off. He's back. We'll find out if we got to retrain him. No retraining this guy. He's been fishing a long time. Back with his report after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter, Grand Isle, realscreamers.com. Darrell, good morning. You had a little
good
time
morning,
off. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, my God, yeah. Went from waking up every morning looking at flat ground and marsh grass to being up in them clear mountain lakes with hills all around. It was very nice.
Yeah, and the weather played a good role in it, too, huh? Just in time.
It did. It stayed. A front didn't come through. A front that we were promised didn't come through to cool it off. It was 92 degrees up in the Ozarks, but them mountain lakes with water temperature about 80 was a sure nice retreat to swim into.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Well, now that you're back, what's on the fishing scene down there on the island?
Well, while I was gone, Don, I got a few reports, and on the days when the weather was nice, some folks went out and ventured out, and there's still a lot of fish out front or down on the coast itself. We know that for the last two or three weeks we've been catching fish up in the marsh. I mean, the fish are in their transition. But, while I was gone, the reports were it was calm enough and nice enough that folks went out toward the beach, toward those beachfront reefs and those areas, and they're still packed full of fish. So all of the fish hadn't made their move yet. So the hard part right now is, I mean, once this weather calms down, what's it going to be, Monday or so, we're supposed to lose all this wind, and hopefully these flood tides go down. But the hard part is going to be deciding which way do I run, because it seems like that, coming up on them ganged up might take a little bit of work, but there's fish everywhere right now. Speckled trout are still running really good. Of course, the redfish are up a little bit further north in the marsh. You got to head up toward that Leeville area, toward that Port Sulphur area, to start getting into any kind of really good redfish territory. But like I said, the hard part now is where do you go? Because, I mean, you're going to find fish just about anywhere you go.
Yep, and, we got, this was a little bit of an early report, but we had one guy that went down there, and he didn't go very far at all. He was fishing off the bridge, and he loaded up on big bull reds, and it was right after the ride the bull. So there's some bulls around those passes if people want to do some catch and releasing.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, that started, like I said, I think ride the bull hit it a little bit early. Maybe a week or two early to get them really stacked up in there. But, I mean, that's going to last well into the, November, December area where those bulls are stacked up. And, I mean, this is their time of the year. The point of the regulation of no bulls, keeping no bulls, is to try to increase our breeding stock. So the one thing is, if you're going down, consider a little heavier tackle, because the shorter the fight, the less stress you put on that fish fighting it, the better chance it has to survive. So if that's going to be your thing, think about increasing your tackle size a little bit.
Right, and handle that redfish with TLC, a little bit of care and releasing it. Darrell, we've been asking some of our field reporters and our listeners if there was one regulation that you had the power to change. What would it be for you personally, and which one do you hear from your customers more than anything? Is it the 12-inch trout?
Well, my customers, Don, I'm hearing the 15-inch more than anything else. I mean, the 15 fish per limit more than anything else is what I'm hearing. I've had a few regulars that just were no shows this year, and you know, basically they said that 15 fish ain't worth coming for. That's their opinion, not mine.
Yeah, maybe they're fishing for not all the right reasons. If you know, if they're just looking to come take home as many fish, can you do that at the grocery store? You know,
right, right. My opinion, we'd probably have to revisit the Marine Mammal Protection Act.
Yeah, do something with them dolphins, huh?
Oh yeah, we got to. I mean, I agree wholeheartedly that you know we're shooting ourselves in the foot trying to, you know, with this 13-inch limit and having to throw back more fish, we're not achieving the goal. The mortality rate has got to be somewhere up around 60-70%.
Well, I don't know if we'll ever see any kind of a control management program on flipper. I just don't see that coming around. Necessary as it might be to balance the other species, I just don't see it.
Not in our day and age, I promise you.
No, maybe never. Darryl, before you go, let's tell people about realscreamers.com. How do they get a hold of you besides on my website where we got a direct link to you? If they want to get with you and chat about some fall fishing dates and stuff, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, Don. I mean, they can go to realscreamers.com, and it doesn't matter how you spell it. We've got them both. Or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, have a happy National Hunting and Fishing Day, and glad you had a nice vacation up there. You certainly deserve it.
We're going to do it, Don. I mean, we're still in the relaxed mode, so it's going to be a good day.
Very good. All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks for the report, as always. We appreciate
bye-bye.
It. Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, we got, they're having the seafood market going on down at Delacroix. From 9 to 1, if you want to take a ride down and get some fresh seafood right off the boat, it's at Robbins Dock, Delacroix, down in St. Bernard Parish. All right, coming up after this, going to get back to some of the regulations you would like to see change. I got one more I want to talk about that's kind of a pet peeve. Also got some teal hunting reports. We'll take you into the duck blinds of one Captain Ryan Lambert, and a guy I hunted with this week had an excellent hunt on Thursday morning. That would be Mike Smith, Louisiana Marsh Guide Service. He's back at it again today. What are you doing on National Hunting and Fishing Day? We'd love to hear from you. Text us, 504-260-1870, and we'll talk about it when we come back after this news break at the top of the hour of the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.